This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to work, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The processional hymn, "The Lord is King, lift up your voice." Welcome to our service on this Sunday next before the penitential season of Advent. We welcome all visitors and in particular those who are with us for the sacrament of baptism later. But firstly, we call to mind those things that are amiss in our lives, which we confess before God and ask for his forgiveness and his grace to do better. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you, we have broken your commandments, we have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Let us praise God for his goodness. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, Father, We Adore You. Eternal Father, whose Son Jesus Christ ascended to the throne of heaven that he might rule over all things as Lord and King, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 35. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher. "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated, Peter.
We sing the hymn, King of Kings, Majesty.
the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some words from today's New Testament reading. He said to them, "Come and see." What a marvelous, simple, and important question that is asked by Jesus in today's reading. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? It is a question that we ought to ask ourselves always. We who are often drifting from the path, pulled in every which way by our restless hearts and their desires. But it is a question that we must especially ask ourselves over the next month. What are you looking for? As far as our church calendar goes, today is the last Sunday of the Christian year. For a new year begins next Sunday, as it always does, on the first Sunday in Advent. And we begin the cycle all over again, starting with the prophecies of the coming of Jesus, his birth, all the way through his ministry, death, resurrection, to his ascension and the sending of the Spirit, before we spend months, as we just have, learning about how to live this Christian life. Today, the last Sunday of the year, is known as the Sunday next before Advent, or the Feast of Christ the King, or, drawing from the first words of the traditional collect appointed for today, which we shall say later, Stir Up Sunday. The season of Advent, those weeks prior to Christmas, is a season of preparation, a time of patience and attentiveness. The world around us, forgetful as it is, wants us to think that our Christian celebrations begin when our Halloween pumpkins go into the compost bin and end when the last guest shuffles out of the house after supper on Christmas Day, as we prepare ourselves to pack it all up on the 26th or 27th. How utterly backwards. Properly, our celebrations begin on the eve of the 24th of December and continue for the 12 days following. Advent is not the celebration before the celebration, but rather the quiet moment of reflection and prayer that we sometimes take before other major events in our lives. A time to prepare, to get ourselves ready, to still ourselves so we can hear our own thoughts. When we fill the time before Christmas with Christmas, not only do we lose a sense of what's supposed to follow, but we lose the gift of Advent. The gift of quiet, of darkness, of contemplation, of what is about to come into the world. It's a time rather like Lent, in which we should restrain ourselves a bit and hold back our decorating, our eating, our mirth, so that it's all the sweeter when he comes into the world. Now later, of course, I'll be announcing about our Christmas fair next week. And you might wonder, have I just contradicted what I'll be saying later? But what I did say, it's a time when we should restrain ourselves a bit. But that's what's to come. What begins next week and this week, we are called by our reading and by the collect to get ourselves ready for getting ready. Because traditionally today, and perhaps you'll have a chance later, was the day when families would go home and stir their Christmas fruitcake or Christmas pudding batter, making a wish as they did, to remind ourselves of what our traditional collect prays for today, that we, our wills, might be stirred up, roused from the fazy slumber they're often in, brought to life so that we can look with anticipation and looking forwards towards the coming into the world of our Savior. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people. And in the reading today, we hear of John the Baptist standing with some of his disciples who see Jesus going by. "Look, here is the Lamb of God," says John, whereupon the disciples begin to follow him, curious, perhaps sensing his power and his glory. "What are you looking for?" asked Jesus. Do these two even themselves know what they want? Do we know what we want or what we're looking for? You can hear in their response a type of desperate desire to stay near to something that they sense is so good and so righteous. It's like when we see an old friend after a long time apart, or those first hours we spend with someone with whom we're perhaps falling in love. The time we spend with them is so unlike our time without them, so edifying and fulfilling, so new and uplifting. We feel taken to new heights of joy and happiness, that there's a sort of desperation to extend our time with them. We feel our need to cling to it, or else it will slip through our fingers and be gone forever. "Where are you staying?" they ask. What kind of question is that to be asking the Son of God? It's not a practical question. They don't care about the inn or the tent or the location. Their hearts are already being converted, and they must, they feel, go to where he is. And why? Because they know already that he is the Son of God. We know from our own lives and faith that God is not simply some set of logical or theological principles in which we assent in our minds as if we're doing something like our multiplication table. We know God in our lives by knowing God in our lives. What makes Christmas, the incarnation of Jesus, most remarkable is not that his birth reminds us of God's gracious presence with us, but Jesus is himself God with us. What person then, such as these disciples of John, who are surely distractible and as likely to stray off the path as we are, would not want to know where he is staying? They want to know because they want to be with him. They want to be near to him, in his presence, at his feet, taught by him. And so should we. The great Saint Augustine, a bishop of the early church in the 4th and 5th century, said of this passage, "What a blessed day they spent, what a blessed night. Who can make known to us those things which they heard from the Lord?" Let us also build in our heart and make a house into which he may come and teach us and have converse with us. And this, in some way, is precisely what the coming season of Advent and our preparations for Christmas are all about: making a house in our hearts into which the coming Lord might enter, talk, teach, and be with us. This is why jumping to Christmas joy and skipping Advent is such a loss. If you knew the King was coming next week for tea, you wouldn't start setting out the biscuits and boiling the kettle now. You'd take great care to get the house in order, to be made an offering, and place meet and fit and worthy for the visit of royalty. Jesus' own birth into the humblest of places and circumstances reminds us that it is even into hearts such as ours, unkempt, untidy, maybe a bit musty from lack of use, that he deigns to come, and even there makes a home. Jesus' response to John's disciples inquiring about where he is staying, his response to his own desperate longing to be nearer to him in this life and in the life to come, our desire to learn from him and follow him all the days of our life, is, "Come and see." His response is an open invitation: come and see, or to reduce it even further, follow me. And that is exactly what we will strive to do in the coming weeks as we journey through the darkness of Advent to the light of his birth. Follow him more faithfully and with greater attention, seek to ready our thoughts as mangers themselves where he may dwell and cast his light. He said to them, "Come and see." And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe, as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. That to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be born again of water and the Spirit, and have given us baptism as the sign and seal of the new birth. Here we are washed by the Holy Spirit and made clean. Here we are clothed with Christ, dying to sin, that we may live his risen life. As children of God, we have a new dignity, and God calls us to fullness of life. Holy baptism is administered to infants on the understanding that they will be brought up in the fellowship of Christ's church, that they will be taught the Christian faith, and that when they have publicly confessed this faith, they will be confirmed by the bishop and admitted to the Holy Communion. We welcome he who comes to be baptized, and I invite his sponsors to present him now. He presents you to be baptized.
parents and godparents, will you accept the responsibilities placed upon you in bringing Theo for baptism and answer on his behalf? By your own prayers and example, by your teaching and love, will you encourage him in the life and faith of the Christian community? In baptism, this child begins his journey in faith. You speak for him today. Will you care for him and help him to take his place within the life and worship of Christ Church?
With the help of God, we will.
Do you turn to Christ? Do you then renounce the devil and all his works? Will you obey and serve Christ?
I will.
Members of the congregation, you have heard these, our brothers and sisters, respond to Christ. Will you support them in this calling?
We will support them.
The hymn, Father, now behold us and this child, we pray. Almighty God, for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. In water, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us from the death of sin to newness of life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we baptize into his fellowship those who come to him in faith. Now sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these may be cleansed from sin and born again. Renewed in your image, may he walk by the light of faith and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Parents and godparents, do you believe and accept the Christian faith into which Theo is to be baptized?
I do.
Brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess the faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in God the Father,
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit?
Theo William, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ chose you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Confess Christ crucified. Claim his resurrection. And look for his coming in glory. God has called you into his church. We therefore,
Father, we thank you that Theo has now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and has become your own child by adoption and a member of your church. Grant that he may grow in the faith in which he has been baptized. Grant that he himself may confess it when he comes to be confirmed. And grant that he may bear witness to it by a life of service to others. And that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in him. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, bless the home of this child and give such grace and wisdom to all who have the care of him that by their word and good example they may teach him to know and love you through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, who sent the Holy Spirit on your Son at his baptism, to anoint him for the service of humankind. Send your Spirit now to us who have been made your children by adoption and grace, that we may follow in the steps and work for the coming of his kingdom and for the glory of his name.
Amen.
Almighty Father, who spoke from heaven at the baptism of Jesus and declared him to be the Son you love, upon whom the Holy Spirit descended. As Christ was raised from the dead through your glory, help us and all who are baptized into his death to live a new life as your children in the peace of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that plenteously bearing the fruit of good works, they may by you be plenteously rewarded through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And as Jesus has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others.
for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, Eternal Father, Lord of Life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Items for the food bank may be left at church today. with particular requests for Schlur and small selection boxes. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. On Thursday evening at 8 o'clock, there will be choir practice here in church. And from 7 to 8 p.m., the parochial hall will be open to receive items for our Christmas fair. And particular requests are made for items for the home baking stall, books, Christmas toys, etc. Preferably new, please, as they will be no doubt handed on as gifts to other children. The tombola stall and Christmas items generally that will sell. Holly wreaths may be ordered by placing your name and the number of wreaths you would like on the sheet at the entrance to the church. And on Friday, the lunch club meets in the Pheasant at 12:30. From 2 to 4 p.m., the hall will again be open to receive donations of items for the fair. The fair itself will take place from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday night. And I do encourage you to support this event, which is always such an occasional part of both our finance and our social calendar. Sunday next is the beginning of a new church year, the first Sunday in Advent. The service at 10 o'clock will take the form of an Advent carol service and gift day, a special gift day in aid of building a replacement family center in our linked diocese of Meridi. This is taking place at the request of the bishop. The existing center is being demolished without compensation by the government to make way for a new roadway. And it is being left to the church in Meridi to raise the money to replace it. It's anticipated the cost will be some £40,000, which it's a hefty enough sum for us in our circumstances to raise, but an absolute fortune for a diocese like Meridi. So you are kindly asked to place as generous a donation as you can to this very worthy cause on the plate next Sunday, or alternatively, send a donation directly to the parochial treasurer. The Wednesday Club will hold its festive lunch for seniors and retirees in the community, including those from other neighbouring churches. That'll be on Wednesday, the 10th of December, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the parochial hall. Something, again, which proved very popular and enjoyable last year and was enhanced by the inclusion of entertainment by members of the Bailey's Mills Accordion Band. Please contact Patricia Halliday as soon as possible if you wish to go and have not yet booked. The traditional Christmas festival of Nine Lessons and Carols will take place on the afternoon of Sunday, the 14th of December at 3 p.m. And on the Sunday before Christmas, the 21st of December at 10 o'clock, there will be a Christmas Nativity and Carols of Praise with the Bailey's Mills Accordion Band. The recessional hymn, Worship, Glory, Praise and Honor.
Worship, glory, praise and honor. Sanctify us by his Spirit, Jesus Lord, our cornerstone. Make us, we kneel, holy temple, built for God and God alone. Praise the everlasting Father, when the Word be only flown. Praise him through the Holy Spirit, perfect Trinity in one.
The power of God, hold